Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes until somebody passes out. And then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what is going on? It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
What a crazy day this is turning into. NBA trade deadline is about an hour away, and we've already got major moves going on. You heard in the crossover there with Rick and John a little bit about what the Cavs have done, and we're going to talk about it. We'll tell you what our Hawks are doing. But with the trade deadline about an hour away, some teams and the complexion of those teams are changing. And really, you know, the question is, teams that are considered to be championship teams, do they go out and make the moves to put them over the top? And then teams that, like our Hawks, sellers, because we're looking to the future and we're trying to move some salaries. And so it depends on where you are with your organization. But lots of stuff going on there, Mike. Obviously, the big news, at least in the NFL, and we were just talking about it, and this is where we will start, because it does affect what's going to happen in the future with Matt Ryan. And it could be just a few weeks. It could be just a few weeks away before we're talking about what Matt Ryan ultimately is going to get in an extension.
As we said, before people started freaking out over the Garoppolo contract, we were all talking about, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens when Kirk Cousins gets paid. Well, here's a guy with what? 1/15 the experience that Kirk Cousins has in starting NFL games. But look, it's going to be a crazy, crazy free agency period. It's going to be crazy as far as these contracts getting done. But I think you have to take that get ready pill for the Matt Ryan contract. But how do they move the money? You heard Rick and John talking about it. We've touched on it before. Is how much guaranteed money and how do you move it around so the cap hit doesn't kill you, where you're able to go do the things you need to do, like go get the guard we've talked about or two and that defensive tackle you may need.
Guys were just telling me behind the glass, Brian running the board today. Craig is out and he'll be back. He had to go home to Cali for some business, and he'll be back on Monday. AT running the behind the glass as well, our executive producer. We're hitting the road, by the way. Tomorrow we'll be in Nashville, and we're going to tell you more about that. But the guys were just telling me, Mike, that we just found out it's $74 million guaranteed. Mm. So, again, as a quarterback, here's the thing, guys. And remember, in the NFL, you get to the end of these contracts, you can opt out, or not necessarily opt out, but you can restructure the deal for certain players. And usually with quarterbacks, I'm assuming Garoppolo, if he's as good as we think he is, in 5 years he'll probably be there.
Right.
And the market will have changed. And they'll want to make sure that they're not taking a cap hit. The point I'm getting to, $74 million in guaranteed, Matt Stafford guy's got $92 million guaranteed. Now, I'm going to go back and look at his deal, but he also has a five-year deal, which made him the highest-paid quarterback, right, which tells me that the guaranteed money, again, is going to be up front in year one, two, and three, and then they're going to evaluate. So the deal on paper looks great. 5 years, $137 million. But if you look at who's making the most money over the course of their time, it's Stafford right now. He's on average about $27 million per season, but he got $92 million guaranteed in his deal.
Right.
So to me, that's the kind of money we're looking at with Matt.
Now, a couple of guys hit us up yesterday, and we've been talking about this going on to last season. You know, Matt's under contract through the end of the year, but I mean, end of next season, 2018. But as we know, guys, the star players in the NFL, generally you go into the last year of the deal, you get your contract reworked. Now, we're going to do that anyway because we want to free up some cap space. But, like, before you start losing your mind like the sky is falling, Carl just laid it out. There's ways we can do this and get the job done. The cap is going up, and it's certainly projected to go up year after year, even with the TV ratings taking a hit. You know, we just got Fox throwing $500 million at him for Thursday nights. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to worry about at some point the cap is going to go down and you're going to be sitting there like musical chairs and you're stuck standing up.
No, the NFL is one of the sports that continues to grow. And we've seen that with the money that's being thrown around. The cap is not going to go down anytime soon. 404-741-0929. It's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. You can also dial us up. Same number, guys, at 404-741-0929. We invite you to follow us on social media. Find us. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, the radio station as well at 929. Here's the deal for me, though. Either way you look at this, and you know, again, we had this discussion a little bit with Rick and John, and this started a couple of days ago. But if you're Tom Condon, Matt's agent, you're going in right now with the number in your head, despite what happens, I think, with Cousins, because you just saw what Garoppolo did. And again, right, we're talking about a proven entity. No matter what you think about Matt, he's a proven commodity in the NFL. And because of that, he is going to be able to say, this is my number, and this is where we think we should be. Now, that negotiation goes on with the Falcons, and we'll figure it out. But, guys, it's going to be upwards of $90-plus million, in my opinion, when you talk about Matt's guarantees.
Oh, I think it's going to be north of 100.
I think so. I think so.
I think you're going to be. We'll see, again.
Got what? Aaron Rodgers and right. Drew Brees still.
Let's throw a number out there. I'll say $110 million guaranteed. And then, but we'll see how they move it around. Again, where it is then beneficial for the team, where Matt's getting paid, but they have to. Again, guys, I flunked out of three schools in the ACC. I'm not going to be able to explain to you how the salary cap works that you spread this money around, but they have a formula on how they can do it. They just did it with Tom Brady. Other quarterbacks have done it as well.
All right, man, plenty to get to. We'll continue to talk about that along the way. As we said, NBA trade deadline less than an hour away, and we'll tell you all the deals once they become official after 3 o'clock. The Cavs trying to fix their problems, and we said this the other day. I actually talked about it in the Duke stump where I said this is a team that is dysfunctional from the standpoint inside of the locker room. And we played a couple of cuts yesterday from Isaiah Thomas, who was talking about, you know, the lack of effort and everybody, you know, not coming together. Well, he's gone. He's been traded. Dwayne Wade's been traded. I mean, they basically dismantled this team and added some young pieces for LeBron. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if this is a championship team now, Mike, I'll be honest, because you always think, well, with the guys they have, they'll be able to put it together. He had proven guys there. I don't know about these young guys. Can he somehow muster up and get these guys to play?
No.
Okay. Because that's the question.
Why should he? He's out the door anyway himself.
Yeah, but he still wants to win a championship, doesn't he?
They completely gutted the team, basically. It's Love,
I know,
him and Tristan, right, Arthur?
Do you really think they're going to win a championship?
I'm asking the question because if you're LeBron James, if that's the case, then this is your worst nightmare. Because basically, you're not competing for anything at this point.
Dan Gilbert told his guy, or whoever his guy is. And by the way, LeBron last night, we'll talk about the game last night, was unbelievable. And we always joke around about how much do guys put effort into. It's fun. That's the irony here. Looks like that's the kind of game that could be transformative. All right, let's get things going here, Cavaliers. Come together. Overtime win, LeBron with a big play. And then the whole team gets gutted the next day.
Well, but if you picked up on one little nugget from that win last night, after LeBron hit that game-winning shot.
Everybody.
Isaiah Thomas was trying to, like, embrace him and LeBron wasn't feeling it.
He wasn't?
He was giving everybody else high fives and chest bumps.
So LeBron already knew he would trade these guys, Carl? Is that what you're
saying? I guess he did.
GM, coach, player, LeBron James.
I just saw the funniest tweet.
He's Bill Russell of the modern era.
It made me laugh. I wish I could retweet it. I can't because it's got some words in it that I wouldn't use. But it basically has a picture of LeBron on a computer going, let me get 14 new guys to play with. It seems that way. Either way, man, I think – to have the stones to do this, and for the Cavs, guys, this isn't about this year. I think Dan Gilbert, whether he's the owner or not, realizes LeBron's moving on, and this is about the future. Right. And the Cavs are going to be left with nothing.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's out, guys. Dwayne Wade back to Miami for a second rounder. Rodney Hood, George Hill, Shumpert gone, Jay Crowder, Derrick Rose. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, when you look at how they were able to pull this off. This is now, but here's the thing, with Isaiah Thomas going to the Lakers, you know, some people have thought out loud, would LeBron to L.A. be a fit? Maybe the Clippers?
Mm. Well, the deal allows a lot of salary cap flexibility for the Lakers, so we'll really have to see how this plays out this summer.
The internet's undefeated, man. It just is. I'm finally seeing all these LeBron tweets and memes. You remember the one with him and the cigarette in his mouth a couple of years ago? People putting that out there as he makes decisions for the team today. We're going to get more into this, guys. Again, rumors out there about Baze, whether he will continue to be a Hawk or not. We'll know here maybe within the hour as Travis Slink maybe tries to do something to reconstruct this team as we move forward. Because, again, it's about next year. It's about the year after next where we start to hopefully get some star power and we'll have plenty of money under the cap, Mike, to go under some to go after some of these guys in 2019.
Yeah,
or 2020, should I say.
We got a Seminole. We got a Carl White coming in here. Carl?
Who?
The Big O.
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that.
Sure, Seminole, you're going to have to fill us in on it because I don't know anything
Carl
about
Carl White. Oh, this guy's got mad skills, man. 3.3 points per game.
Staggering.
1.8 boards. He's going to rip it up.
All right. And we
knew going into this, there was not anybody who thought the Hawks were making moves. You're not following the script, guys. This is to get down for the ping pong ball and maybe even next year, too, although they will have some cap space if they can try to get somebody in here.
And by the way, AT, I guess you are just handing the trophy. We should stop the season and hand it over to the Golden State Warriors.
I'm not saying that.
We should hand it over.
I'm not saying the Warriors are as solid, rock solid as they were.
How could LeBron, general manager LeBron, not get himself traded to the Spurs? There's still 2 hours, right? We got another hour.
The problem with the Warriors, too many turnovers. They play, listen, they're scoring 125. They're giving up 120.
They act like the basketball is a hot potato.
Yeah, but it's not the All-Star break yet. Come on, they'll tighten it up.
They're 1-4 against Houston and OKC thus far this year.
All right. Now, OKC, now it's Carmelo in the playoffs, AT, we're talking about. Let's see how that works
Well,
out.
Carmelo, if you didn't pay attention the other night, he did not score. He barely played in that game.
Yeah, he hurt himself, right? An ankle or something like that?
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, he left the game early. Hey, we'll talk more about Jimmy Garoppolo's contract and what it means for Matt Ryan. I just got a tweet from somebody who said, did you see this? We did. 404-741-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. We'll come back. We'll hit some headlines next. And added some young pieces for LeBron. Now, I don't know if this is a championship team now, Mike. I'll be honest. Because you always think, well, with the guys they have, they'll be able to put it together. He had proven guys there. I don't know about these young guys. Can he somehow muster up and get these guys to play?
No.
Okay. All right. Mike and I are in here, like, literally scratching our heads and going, wait a minute. Jimmy Garoppolo started 7 games in his career. He's played in 27 games, he started 7. And he just got a 5-year, $137 million deal?
The only thing I could compare this to is when Scott Mitchell signed a 3-year, $11 million contract. And people were like, oh, my God, Scott Mitchell got $11 million. That was back when he was backing up Marino. Marino rips up his Achilles, and then Mitchell has like a nice couple of games. And then the Lions throw the Brinks truck at him. And that was thought to be insane. So, holy moly.
All right. Again, if you're just joining us, a couple of big stories today as we get rolling here on the show. First and foremost, NBA trade deadline. We're going to break down some of the moves that have already been made. This is also another big story. As we talk about the future of our quarterback. Now, we know Matt's going to be here. That's not the issue. But we just heard our owner last week come out and say that they want to pay Matt in a respectable way, and he hopes he understands that they've got other people they need to take care of. Okay. So what we're telling you is as the market starts to get set, and it changes every year, right? Guys get signed, guys become available or free agents or extensions. The market is starting to get set. I'm here to tell you, this is the starting point. Because we talked about Breeze getting a new deal,
right?
Potentially Aaron Rodgers. This is the starting point. Kirk Cousins is going to get paid, guys.
Oh, yeah. Kirk Cousins, here's the thing. Grab your socks and pull because Kirk Cousins is going to get more than Garoppolo. Okay, this is just the starting point. So, and by the way, Garoppolo so far has done nothing wrong. I mean, he beat some good teams.
No, not at all.
And Shanahan, obviously, I think we can all agree that whether we liked or laughed at the same jokes in 15, we want him back after 16. And Shanahan's doing a pretty good job so far with the 49ers, and Lynch is doing a really good job as a GM.
I just think this kind of deal goes back to prior to the rule changes in the NFL with the new rookie deals. You're betting on the potential. And most guys in the league who are established quarterbacks are proven. And so when you get paid, if you're a Drew Brees, I don't think anybody's going to shrug their shoulders, whatever the number is for Brees, because you go, damn, that guy's good. I don't think you're going to do that with Aaron Rodgers because you go, okay, MVP, Super Bowl champion, he's pretty good. when you have started seven games in your career, what you're doing is you're betting on the potential. And you're saying, yeah, we're going to give him a lot of money, but he's going to be good. That's how the rookie deals used to be right. when guys got drafted out of college.
Yeah. I mean, that was, Sam Bradford was the last $50 million.
He was.
Right? That was the last guy. And then the NFL owner said, this is ridiculous because it's a crapshoot and like a third of these, actually two-thirds of these guys aren't panning out. So, yeah, man, look, Matt, now, heavy is the head that wears that big, big contract crown because we already have guys in this town that want to trade, Matt. Now, again, we're not by it anyway. Giving credence to those knuckleheads because Matt is our franchise quarterback. There are times when you want Matt to be better. There's also times when you got to tip your cap and say he was the MVP in a monster year. But, I mean, was 2016 an aberration or was last year in 15 what Matt Ryan is? There lies the question because then we get back to can Matt do it without the offensive line? The offensive line wasn't as good as 16 and the touchdowns came down. Drops came up from receivers. I mean, it's still a team sport. So I know this is going to be a contract which can have a lot of people in this town losing their minds.
It really is. Hopefully, he has the kind of year that he did in 16. And again, I'm not worried about him being an MVP. But again, what we want as fans is consistency. And you know, there was some of that fall off this year, which is what bothered a lot of people. And then we're all looking for the reasons why it wasn't as good as it was the previous year. 404-741-0929. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live inside the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
All right, so the Cavs team you saw last night is not the Cavs team that will be on the floor Friday against the Hawks.
If you have the game on DVR, take a picture because it's not there anymore.
Now, the irony is LeBron hit a game winner against the T-Wolves. Not only did he hit the game winner, he blocks Jimmy Butler's shot on one end.
Right.
They get the ball, timeout. They come out of the timeout.
Coach LeBron dials himself up.
Well, of course. Who else are you going to dial up?
As Green throws it ahead to LeBron, makes the catch. He spins. He fires. Oh, he nailed it. LeBron James from the foul line. A turnaround jumper to win it in dramatic fashion off the long Jeff Green inbound pass as LeBron has won it for the Cavaliers. Cavs 140, Timberwolves 138. What a night for LeBron James.
Now, rumor has it, Mike, as everybody was embracing him and hugging him, he was saying in certain guys' ears, you won't be here tomorrow. Whoa, three of you won't be here tomorrow. Thank you so much. You won't be here tomorrow.
No, he was going, it's business. It's not personal.
Yeah, I heard
not
that.
Personal.
That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
As a matter of fact, guys, the only players left from their finals roster, the aforementioned LeBron James, Kevin Love, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson, and Kyle Korver.
Now, it's not like Nino Brown the way he did it at the end of New Jack City to his man G Money, Carl, because Isaiah Thomas was only there for half a season, but you could argue LeBron ends Isaiah Thomas' season twice, Carl.
Yeah, I just, guys, and here's the deal. As AT just laid out, the guys that are still there, this is a completely new team.
Right.
It is. And so, you know, we said this in the first segment. Is this a championship team now? The reason why we say that is because he's still considered to be the best player. And as long as you have that guy, he can get you to the playoffs and he maybe does something special.
Right.
But realistically, you take all that experience, all that shot making off the floor. Mike, I don't know what happens now with the Cavs moving forward. Here's LeBron, by the way, on what the difference was.
Here's what's going to happen. They're not going anywhere. They might be the seventh or eighth seed. Now, can LeBron carry a team with a Kevin Love that nobody seems to want to play with anymore and drag whatever they're going to cobble together with a lineup through to the conference finals at least?
But see, here's where I think we may be misled. He's getting a young crop of guys that are going to come in and play hard. And because of that, I think part of the issue was you had a lot of guys that were malcontents with their roles.
Total dysfunction. No, yes. Yeah. How many times have you guys heard the story about the locker room, how bad it's been toxic in there? So, I mean, look, if I'll give you this. For all the things we've argued about, and I've gotten off LeBron on the hate on LeBron ever since he went back to Cleveland and got the job done.
Well, the comeback from 3-1 did all that.
Exactly. That story's out the window. If you can get to the conference finals with a team that's going to be, I'm not sure what this team is going to be, but that would be something.
It would be. And that's my point. I'm not going to count them out completely. I don't know about being a championship team. Here's LeBron on what the difference was. This is last night's game. He wins the game again. Little did they know 24 hours later it would look different.
We needed this after that tough loss last night in Orlando. Our fans were unbelievable. Our guys stuck with it, even though they were shooting the heck out of the ball. Man, they shot 58% from the field, and we were still able to get a win. But when we play Cavaliers basketball tonight, that's all we can ask.
So Isaiah Thomas, he's gone, along with Channing Frye, from Cleveland to the Lakers. They sent Dwayne Wade back to Miami. The Lakers send Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance Jr. To Cleveland. Now, AT, for people who are not basketball heads, tell us about these two guys. Jordan Clarkson, is he a player?
Yeah, Clarkson has been averaging anywhere from 16 to 20 points for the Lakers. It's a nice pickup for them. Larry Nance Jr.
I know he can jump.
He can definitely jump. He put someone on a poster a few weeks ago that has made the rounds, but he has some potential. He does deal with a condition called Crohn's disease.
Okay.
So that has been bothering him of late. But he's a 6'9", 6'10", power forward who has the ability to get up. So these are, and they're young. They're both young guys who will definitely add youth to that Cleveland roster.
All right, as we talk about the NBA trade deadline again, 30 minutes left. Mike, what do the Hawks do? We know Bellinelli probably is going to be moved. Have we heard where Bellinelli is going, by the way, where he's headed? And then what other moves do the Hawks make,
well,
if they make any?
We got a Seminole with a broken foot, Carl, so we'll see what Carl can do. Well, he had a busted foot. He was out. He's missed a lot of games around. You know.
Don't make the trip to Atlanta.
I'm just saying, look, these are expiring. I haven't looked up his contract, AT. I'll let you knock that out. But let's see. This is from the Miami Herald. Hadn't played much since November due to a broken foot.
Buster.
And isn't likely to have a long tenure in Atlanta, as they're saying in South Florida. He could be back before the end of the regular season. But even if he does return to the court, he'll be a free agent in the summer. So, again, it's an expiring contract. So there, I just answered the question.
Okay, let me sum that up, Buster. Here's the deal,
though. You call the man Dr. Scholes.
We are going to wait to see what the Hawks do. If they do, again, any other additional moves. The only thing we've heard is they've told Bellinelli he's going to be traded.
What did I do to anybody?
Meanwhile, yesterday, and it continues to be big news, people, there's still fallout about Josh McDaniels. We didn't hear from Colts general manager Chris Ballard. I want you to hear what he had to say, because people are like, well, didn't Josh give you an explanation?
I live in a black and white world, Bob. Either you're in or you're out. I didn't want the explanation. Either you're in or you're out. Either you're in or out. 100% in or out.
I hung up the phone. I told the guy, you know what he told the guy? Tony Dungy doesn't say a bad thing about anybody.
Right.
Said this is despicable and it's just bad. And when you get Tony Dungy pooping on you, that's really bad. Holy cow.
Well, I think
it's like Pat Boone crapping on you.
Good example. I think the fact that you had assistant coaches on the hook that you left hanging is the bad look, right, at least from a coaching fraternity standpoint.
And the Colts, by the way, they honor those contracts. So they got a couple of assistants that are going to stay, including the new DC, which you could argue when another coach comes in, he's going to want to bring in his staff. So a very sticky situation. But like I said, Josh McDaniels, like if he could go on to become a long-tenured coach of the Patriots, he'll be the one laughing last. But right now he looks like a dirtbag.
No doubt. And everybody's still celebrating being number one. Kirby Smart answering all the questions and talking about the Dogs being the number one ranked class after the recruiting period.
Obviously, I'm excited about the class, and I know all you guys want to talk about the ranking. That really does not float my boat or the staff's boat. I don't think that's what's important. What's more important is the quality of kids we were able to get, both academically and athletically. That's what excites me most about them.
So, you know, listen, everybody is in awe of what Kirby did, and rightfully so. It's amazing. But now, Mike, what does he do with it, right? That's the question.
The work begins. We'll talk more about Dan Mullen's comments in the Dog Report. But in a nutshell, Dan Mullen talking to a group of Florida boosters, basically saying that, hey, man, we're the team that's gone to the SEC championship game two of the last 3 years, as if he's taking credit for McElwain's mediocre teams and beat even more mediocre Georgia and Tennessee teams. But he basically said, well, even a blind squirrel can find a nut. So, I mean, yeah, he's invoking the shark humper about the fact that this could be. I think, Dan, there's a new sheriff in town. It ain't Mark Richt. His name is Kirby Smart. And just pulled in the number one recruiting class, amigo.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, guys, we got plenty more to get to, including, I got to mention it. I didn't mention it in the headlines, but I got to be honest. I was a little jelly today when I turned on the TV.
I saw that, too.
We'll talk about it. It is Dukes and Bell. We are continuing to follow this Jimmy Garoppolo story that hit a little bit earlier this afternoon. Garoppolo, who's now the 49ers quarterback, 5 years, $137 million contract, $27.5 million per year.
Damn, Gina.
Julian, and Derek Carr was getting 25. Mm-hmm. So he is now on average. Average the highest paid
now,
player
look,
in the NFL.
When you hear this, immediately the guys are hitting us up on the social media. Again, he's put him up, see Dukes, I'm Mike Bellatiel. And when you go out there and you see the contract, you're going, oh my God, what's this? Is Matt's guaranteed money going to be over $100 million? Yes. But there's ways to do it. A lot of guys are saying, look, you can backload the contract. There's ways to do it. that is certainly advantageous. And I think that's what Arthur – it's not like Arthur had gave Matt an ultimatum when Arthur said up in the Super Bowl week that, you know, hey, we need a contract that works. There's ways to interpret that. One is, look, you're going to get the highest contract. You're going to be the biggest contract for the time being until you said Aaron Rodgers or Kirk Cousins or whoever. But I think if you're the Falcons, you want to do this before Kirk Cousins gets his deal just in case.
I agree.
I think time is now. You and Ben agree?
Totally.
And ladies?
And right? Here's, yes, and ladies. We love the ladies. $27 million for Stafford. So, in essence, he gets 27 and a half. Right? And we said this all the time. There's always that, I'm going to up the ante just a little bit to say, hey, we got the highest paid guy. You were the highest paid guy. It doesn't last
long. So Garoppolo, what? He won five games with the Niners, and he won what?
And he started two for the Patriots.
That's right.
So, total of seven.
So he's got seven wins, but I mean, and so, yes, it's going to be going up. But good for Garoppolo, man. And this is, you know, this goes back to that whole soap opera in New England about how Kraft, you know, whatever Brady felt, if you believe that the Robert Kraft leaned on Belichick to move him, it's as crazy as it sounds. If this guy is the quarterback that lasts a decade in San Francisco, great way to start that deal.
Julian Edelman on social media on Twitter puts out there, "Yo, Bubs, about that $20 you owe me." I mean, congrats, Jimbo Slice. So,
by the way, you know, part of it is we all know San Francisco is the most expensive place in America.
Oh, it is. It is very expensive. Yes, cost of living is very expensive.
Well, he still picks up his playoff share from the Patriots, about $107,000.
Probably buy a car with that. I mean, honestly, this is a nice run for
Garoppolo. You know, what a world that guy's living in.
Nice run here.
Dude looks like a rock star, getting paid like a rock star. Nice. Hey, man, if you can get it.
And by the way, we wish the guy luck. I don't know how good he'll be ultimately. He looked damn good at the end of the season with Shanahan calling the plays, but we'll see where ultimately it ends up.
There's a long history of backup quarterbacks getting paid a king's ransom and then stinking it up.
But
I think this guy with Shanahan, I don't think that's a bad fit. I think that's going to work pretty well.
All right. So get up today. Obviously, we had an early meeting, Mike, everybody. The company had a big meeting.
I wasn't even in my body this morning when we were walking into that thing.
I could tell when you walked in, it was like a zombie.
Well, we had this meeting, people are like, can we all please move up, please move closer to the room? You know, they want you closer to where the people, the speakers are. I'm like, I'm half asleep. Not happening. I looked over. I mean, I get it. I understand. But, I mean, come on, Carl. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. That's like 4 o'clock in the morning for the average Joe out there.
No, I know.
I'm a lazy guy. I sleep in because I can. I have no kids. I don't have to be here until 2.
I understand. I get it.
I mean, I'm not. Okay, I'm kind of rationalizing. But the point is.
You are.
I'm mush.
Yeah, I had to get on the road early, too. Oh, anyways, enough about us.
How was traffic, by the way?
Actually, when you get up early.
Yeah, that's so bad.
You beat it. Yeah, I mean, most times you get up late and you're in the traffic and then you're complaining.
How was the traffic going back home after the meeting?
That was great. I flew home. I sped. I was on my Mike Bell.
Because I'm on tomorrow. We're trying to. Real quick, guys, you can hit us up on our text line, 404-741-0929. How long do you think it takes to clear the city? In other words, I live in Midtown. We got to get on the road early. We got to be in Nashville by 2 o'clock, so. No, it's only the way I drive. Normally, Nashville is a 3.5-hour drive tops.
Mm.
Tops.
You're going to run into traffic in Chattanooga, guaranteed. But
if I'm in the median.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
At what point do you think he passes us on the road?
Which will be comical. We'll have to take pictures.
Well, no, I can't. I got 7 points on my license.
Oh, that's right. You're coming off that super speeder.
If I get another super speeder, then I'm one ticket away.
When have you followed the rules?
Hey, man. I'm a rebel, like Maverick.
So
fly by the seat of my pants, totally unpredictable.
Go to this meeting, and we get out of the meeting, and obviously, you know, I'm checking in and seeing what's going on, and the first thing that pops up is a stamp parade in Philly.
Mm.
And our man, Hugh Douglas, who you guys know, I mean, you listen to him in the morning, he played for the Eagles, he was up there, and, you know, I saw the reports where at first it was like, oh, there'll be, you know, 1 million people, there'll be 2 million, there'll be 4 million. I don't know how many people were there.
Right,
but
last I saw was about, they estimated about 2.4 million people.
But here's what I'm getting to, Atlanta. When are we going to get a parade? I mean, it's been so long. It seems like an eternity since that Braves parade.
It was before the Olympics. It was the year before.
I mean, it seems like forever ago.
And by the way, I get it. Yes, the Georgia Swarm won a championship. Okay, I'm with you before you guys, you three of you start texting it. But we're talking about the one that the big parade is going to be going bananas.
You mean
okay?
The two of them?
Well, you know, people like, look, I wish I played lacrosse.
Lacrosse is great. It's catching on in the burbs. I mean, they were playing it more in the South. I get it, but let's be real.
But here's the deal, though, with the parade, watching it today and seeing, look, and by the way, yes, I know that we talked about the the dark side of the Eagle fan base and how there are some real troglodytes and just meatheads. Yeah, some long-suffering people, some good people that actually went to college that root for the Eagles too. So, you know, good for them. I don't begrudge them having a parade. The Chicago Cubs had one 2 years ago, and now the Eagles. So when do we get ours?
Yeah, but the Cubs were a rootable team. You didn't have to be a Cubs fan to go, damn, it's been 100-plus years. I kind of hope they win.
You couldn't go wrong with the Cubs or the Indians for those fan bases either way.
So I don't know, Mike. Listen, if you asked me right now, what team in our city is closest? What team is it? Do you believe it's
Georgia's
the Falcons?
Georgia's got an easier schedule, and there's only 20. Think about this. There's 15 to 20 teams, which you got to be better than in the NFL, where, and again, well, about the same, because about 20 teams that have a legitimate shot in the NFL. So, you could argue it's a push if we do the things we need to do in this offseason. We got to fix the offensive line. That's all. Look, you give Matt more time, and then there's no excuses for Matt, by the way, and then he can justify this monster contract he's going to be the recipient of.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know the answer to that. Like I said, a guy asked me the other day, what team am I, you know, more excited for moving forward? But I would tell you where we currently are, it will either be, in my opinion, the Dogs or the Falcons. Now, we're not counting the United, because last year was the inaugural season, right, and I don't think anybody knew how good that team was going to be. Are you expecting United to win an MLS championship? It's possible. We've certainly added some firepower, and we're going to talk plenty about that tomorrow as we make our way to Nashville. But, you know, I'm saying, for me, I think it's either Georgia or the Falcons.
The MLS world, I mean, we still have to, you know, worry about teams that can score. We're a little light on the defensive side. But
like last year, though. We got so much better than Columbus?
Yeah, I mean, look.
But we got beat.
Well, we also played, like, what, 8 games in 24 days, whatever the number was, some crazy number. We were doubled up at the end of the season because the Mercedes-Benz wasn't ready. And our guys were just gassed. But, yeah, I mean, we got so much young talent. I can't wait. I mean, this is like spring training for soccer for guys that aren't fans yet. And again, I encourage you guys, just take the plunge, man. Go to one game and see if you're not a fan. Even if you don't know what the hell's going on, you'll love it. But, yeah, the Braves also, pitchers and catchers reporting. Braves are a couple years away. There's no other way to explain that one.
No.
So if you had to say, yeah, I mean, Georgia, Falcons, MLS, Team Atlanta, United FC, all in a good spot.
And maybe there'll be a parade for one of those teams in the near future. You guys can always hit us up, 404-741-0929. Terry Fox has walked in. What's going on? What's going on, boss?
Yeah, you're hovering today. What's going on, man?
Well, I just wanted to you know how you guys feel about, you know, having beer before you. Did you tell your audience?
No, we haven't gotten to that. We wanted us to sound a little sober before we actually got into the whole beer drinking thing.
But it's the only one time I'll let you guys drink, you know, before a shift.
Well, I'm guessing, tomorrow?
We're going to be at the Tailgate Brewery in Nashville. Why can't we have a few pops on the air tomorrow?
Did he just say, what's tomorrow? Really?
Yeah. Wait a second.
I mean, this is your project. I mean, either you really love Atlanta United or you got a chick up in Nashville. We're trying to figure out which one it is.
Hey,
Carl, what do you think?
Hey, come on now.
What?
How did we get to that?
Well, that's how I think.
What?
I have no comment on that. I don't know what he's talking about. Well, boss.
Wow. Arthur, you're just going to let them just blurt that out?
Boss, I have no idea what he's talking about.
I guess you're going to leave the studio now.
But no, to your point, Terry Fox is our program director. You know, if you listen to the show, we reference him as Double X.
You make fun of me.
Well, sometimes. Yeah. But he's mentioning the fact that Mike and I got a chance to sample a couple of brews, which we were going to tell our listeners about later in the show. Right. But since you've come in, what'd you think of the brew, Mike?
Freaking delish.
It was.
Tasty.
Oconee Brewery. They're good people, man.
Yeah. And thanks to Oconee Brewery, the folks that came and visited with us today. I know Rick and John came into the meeting for a little bit, but bottom line, and if you're not familiar with it, because I know there are a lot of breweries that are popping up, this brewery is special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a family, but it's a good family of people, and you've got to come out and see the brewery. When I went out there, I was amazed at the facility, and we'll have some good, exciting news to tell our audience here about, guys. And so I'm working on it. I do work for a living.
Nice.
Yeah, I just FYI.
So stay tuned. Your favorite guys and delicious locally brewed brewskis.
By the way.
About Nashville. We're going to be in Nashville. We are going to have some fun in Nashville.
By the way, where's your brewing? We got a curfew.
Yeah, we do have a curfew.
We got a curfew.
Yeah.
What?
I'm taking you guys all out to dinner. There's a really cool spot. Called Pinewood Social.
Ooh. It's a great spot.
It is a really nice spot. Yeah, I'm a foodie, so we'll...
It's a good spot, but let me say this, though.
We got some food.
I need it on the air. I need it on tape.
Yeah.
We're all going out to dinner, but who's paying?
I'm buying. Right. Let's be honest. Ooh, I do this all the time. Come on. Let's let's be fair.
You know what?
All right, Big Daddy.
You can come in anytime,
Big
Terry
Daddy
Fox.
Cool. Right. Music City.
Terry Fox, you can come in here anytime you want to.
Intercom expense account must be bigger than the CBS expense account.
Yes. And on record, I'm going to Nashville by myself.
Okay, you heard it here first.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might they're friends in Nashville.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. We got our eyes on you.
Yeah.
By the way, we're saying Terry's a single gentleman. I'm putting that out there.
Wow.
I'm just letting you know.
I appreciate
that.
Well,
I don't want people like,
one
really?
Of it, yeah, one of Atlanta's
What's
most eligible
on?
Bachelors.
Right.
Yeah, right
okay.
There.
He really
right.
is. I'm leaving now. Peace out.
That's what you get when you walk in here, player. All right, man, we'll come back.
Hey, this is a shooting gallery, man. This is a free fire zone, Carl, when you come in here, man.
We got more to get to. He really put him on blast there. That's pretty funny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.